We are so glad to have you all here today, and we are here actually today to celebrate a very special occasion. Today marks our
3 years ago, Pastor Brian Schmigdahl moved from Wisconsin to St. Louis on a mission to try to right the racial wrongs of St. Louis City through faith. He bought a home on the north side of Del Mar Boulevard and spent the next 2 years learning the folds of what the community needed in order to come together and move forward. After sending out flyers to announce their arrival and setting up shop in the auditorium of the Eddie Mae Binion Center on Union Boulevard, Pentecostal-based Middle Tree Church held its first service on the last Sunday in January 2012. Schmigdahl believes that people living on both sides of Del Mar, an unofficial dividing line of race and class in St. Louis, have something to learn from each other, both socially and spiritually.
It's almost like one of those glow sticks. If they could just crack Del Mar, you know, almost like the light of God would, you know, just light up and glow. And so the way we've done church in the past, lay down those expectations and come in, we've got to do church in a whole new way.
Ronnie Jones admits that when Schmigdahl and his family moved into the neighborhood and stated their lofty projections, he had his worries.
This is the thought that just but was put into action. And being a white guy and starting a church up in an area where the denominations are not even talked about here anymore, you had to have God on your side.
The 54-year-old has been attending Middle Tree since the beginning and plays guitar regularly in the church band. He had fallen into the wrong crowd, he says, and had taken a 15-year reprieve from playing his instrument. But now that he's in a place where he feels appreciated and accepted, he has no plans to stop attending Middle Tree or to stop playing his instrument anytime soon.
I don't see nothing right now that can compare. I'm thankful for being a part. You know, I'm thankful for standing for something instead of nothing.
The older and younger dynamic, in addition to involving different races, has been a big aspect within the church's outreach, says Schmigdahl. They've also had to learn how to blend a mix of Catholic and Baptist backgrounds in a Pentecostal church.
So we're very strategic in who's on stage. You know, we try to get some ladies up front. We're just really trying to be intentional of making up our community and trying for health, because we think there's health in that, young and old, black, white, male, female, rich, poor.
The path that Middle Tree has taken, sending out flyers, embracing social media, and doing community outreach, has led several different individuals through its doors. They've built up a staff of worship leaders, facilitators, and musicians, and have between 60 and 80 adults for Sunday service. In the past year, they participated in a community day of hope by helping format resumes for those in need of a job, sent a missionary team to Los Angeles, and administered 3 baptisms. Charlotte Jackson White began attending Middle Tree this fall. She's just starting out as a greeter on Sunday mornings before the start of worship. Sensing she needed a change, she began coming to Middle Tree after her 50th birthday in September.
I wanted to get into a church that I felt comfortable, accepted, preached, not preached at, and taught, and I can grow in, and I wouldn't get lost in the crowd.
In the years to come, Schmigdahl wants to show that he is committed to making a difference.
I look forward to the day when someone says, you know, Del Mar, and they're like, you know, that's like no different than saying Lindell. I look forward to that day when Del Mar means nothing but how you get to the loop or something. I think God can do it. I believe God can do it.
In the coming year, the church will continue building their community relationship and address cleanliness with what they're calling an Adopt a Block program. They have also created a lesson series for every Sunday in February titled Bridging Del Mar. Aaron Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.